For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
You might remember last week there was some backlash when singer Nathan Carter performed at Castlereagh Prison. And our own Henry McKean is with me in studio because you were there. You were in Castlereagh Prison last week, Andrew, Henry. Yeah, remind us of the backlash again.
I was just finishing off my sentence. But no, I was there to witness the gig. And the backlash was basically, for some reason, many people thought that Nathan Carter was doing a Johnny Cash. He was going to be performing for the prisoners, but he was performing for the prison officers, their families, businesses, the community, and the prisoners watched it on prison TV. They watched it 24 hours later, and there was, you know, quite a bit of backlash in the print media and the online media, saying it was unfair, and for the prisoners to improve and be better people when they come out, it would have been nice if Nathan had performed for them. But the reason the prison they gave was security reasons. Remember, some of the prisoners there's nearly 400 of them, some of them have committed some very, very serious crimes, and they were worried that the victims would be calling up your program, Lunchtime Live, to say, I spotted such and such in the crowd who did this to me or that to my family, and they would feel that was unfair.
And
so a decision was made.
That would very well be a discussion that we would be having here
on
the program. Yeah.
And instead we're having a discussion, why weren't the prisoners allowed to watch? And, you know, it's a really difficult one for Castlereagh Prison, because Nathan Carter did put on a good show. Nathan was a bit confused during the press conference where he said, you know, I thought that I might be performing for prisoners, but we journalists, we were told, we knew, it said in the press release, which is a document that's handed to journalists in advance, that Nathan would not be performing for prisoners. And I met a prisoner and he was all right with it. He watched it on prison TV
the next day.
But yeah, I mean, if they did it again, and obviously if I'd organised it, yes, of course it would have been a room full of prisoners and it would have been edgy and perhaps there would have been a mini riot and it would have been really exciting. But no, that wasn't the case.
Yeah, okay. Well, off the back of that, Mattress Mick has now weighed in to the prison show row, because Mattress Mick, I believe you want to perform at Castlereagh, is that right?
I'd love to. We'd love to do our musical in any prison, but particularly Castlereagh after what happened last week.
And what are you going to perform?
Well, we have a musical. It's called Mattress Mick the Musical, and we'd like to do maybe a mini version of the whole thing in prison to cheer up basically the prisoners, to give them a bit of something to talk about. And also, I think they would thoroughly enjoy it.
And would you have any concern, like even just to the point that Henry mentioned a few moments ago, that families of victims or victims might be annoyed or put out or upset about this?
I don't think so. I don't see why they would be, because what we would be doing is giving, first of all, pleasure to the inmates. And secondly, I genuinely feel that overall people would accept it.
You think it will help with sort of rehabilitation or something?
I do, yeah. I think they would, like they're locked down, they have very little entertainment. The only thing, as far as I'm aware, is TV. And I think it would be groundbreaking. And the Nathan Carter thing, I think, would also have been groundbreaking for the prisoners. And I would love to be part of this new energy that the prisoners can feel.
Yeah, well, I suppose, like, I imagine that the point that families of victims or victims would make, Mick, is that, you know, prisoners are there to, and in any prison, to serve time punishment for their crime. They're not there to be entertained.
I know, but I can see what you're saying or where you're coming from, but I really don't know whether they would feel that they shouldn't be entertained. Like, it's a very hard one to call, really. But I do think, and I would be prepared to participate in giving the prisoners a little bit of entertainment. Mm. I have given talks myself.
I know that, actually, yeah.
Yeah, and I've done it in Wheatfield. I'm doing it again in Wheatfield very shortly. And the reaction from the prisoners was fantastic, and also from the staff. And I think it gives the prisoners a when they get out, they can see there's a different side to life than being bold, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We had a lot of Q&As after the last meeting in Wheatfield, and I've also met some of the prisoners who were at my talk subsequently, and my talk gave them a reason to behave. They saw some sense, they saw some positivity in what I told them.
Okay.
And I feel the musical is not going to do any harm whatsoever.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't really feel that the victims should, okay, maybe some of them will be annoyed or whatever, but like, we are all people, we all have to move on and we all make mistakes.
Okay, so you think there'd be no harm in this. What sort of a response have you had? Have you contacted the prison service or Castlereagh about this?
No, not as yet.
So if they're listening today, if the Irish Prison Service are tuned into us here at Lunchtime Live, Mattress Mick is offering to bring his musical to the prison for prisoners.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. I'd be interested to see what they say.
It will be interesting.
Yeah. And what about safety concerns? Because that was something Henry mentioned. I think, is there maybe 380 or 400 from memory odd prisoners in Castlereagh? Would it have to be for all prisoners?
Well, that'd be up to the prison authorities. That would be up to what they would decide what prisoners would attend. Safety, well, you know, it's quite a secure situation. I wouldn't feel uncomfortable there, as I didn't feel uncomfortable in Wheatfield. I was well looked after and well protected. And I don't really see that as being a problem.
Yeah. And I know you've talked to prisoners on many occasions before. I assume a lot of the discussion, Mick, is probably around, you know, being in business and the stop-start nature that can often come with that, and good times and bad times. And
yeah, well, one of my theories is we all make mistakes. We all have ups and downs in life. And I think we should all be given the opportunity, if we want to take it, to change our way of life. And I'm a firm believer in giving people a second chance. I'm a firm believer in helping those who may need a little bit of help and encouragement. Like, if you fail or if you've been bold, you know, it's not the end of the world. You can change. You may be a failure, but you may have failed, but you're not actually a failure. You can get up and go and start again, whatever road of life you want to take.
All right. Well, it's a very interesting idea, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners will be keen to hear the response from the prison service, Mick, to your appeal for them to allow you bring your Mattress Mick musical to Castlereagh Prison and to perform it for the prisoners. Keep us posted, Mick, on whatever outcome there is to this.
Be an interesting journey if it does happen.
Yeah. Okay. Keep us posted for sure. I'm sure listeners have a view on this as well. It's 087-1400-106. That's the number. That's Mattress Mick. Thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.